Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's your chance at $1,000 here on 105.7 FM The Fan. This hour's cash keyword for your $1,000 signing bonus is TAIL, T-A-I-L, TAIL. Text TAIL to 72881. Message data rates do apply. Stay tuned throughout the 3 and 4 o'clock hours for your next chance to put a grand in your hand here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, alongside former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson. And now on the line, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. He is Ross Tucker, host of Home and Home. You find it on the Radio.com app or Radio.com/home. Ross, appreciate it, man. Championship Wednesday, one of my favorite days of the year.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I'm ready to kick some serious tail, T-A-I-L, on the sidelines on Sunday. I'll be there for Packers, Niners. It's actually the only stadium that I haven't been to in the NFL, so I'm looking forward to it.
Ross, I heard you last weekend, man. I don't know. I think you should be a coach. I mean, I heard you on a call this past weekend. You are something else.
Well, as a Princeton dude, man.
Hey, you know what? I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I decided after the fourth or fifth time I got cut or traded that I was not going to let these NFL teams fire me anymore.
Hey,
I was not going to let that happen. Hey. So I decided right then and there, I am going into the media. I'm living in my house in Pennsylvania. I win every game. I don't ever lose, even if I was wrong. I never admit it on Monday. I act like I was right the whole time. I got a great scam going.
That is Ross Tucker. He'll be on the sidelines for Packers and 49ers in San Francisco this weekend for the call on Westwood One. Ross, when going back and watching this game, while the score was awful and the play late in the game was indicative of a team being on the field for so long, There was a point in time where the Packers felt like they could run the ball, where when David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga were on the field together, they were protecting the 49ers and protecting Aaron Rodgers. Do you see a way the Packers are able to go and get this win on Sunday night?
Yes, I do. And I would also say this, the Niners don't have DJ Jones anymore, who killed the Packers that night. I mean, killed them. He was the biggest difference maker, I thought, in the game. I didn't even know much about him. And he tore up the inside of the Packers' O-line. So I think that's a big factor as well. I got to tell you, I personally like a lot of the Niners players. You know, like Kyle Juszczyk I'm friends with. I think George Kittle's awesome.
Yeah.
But I kind of want Green Bay to win in the sense that I am so sick of hearing how good they're not. And I'm so sick of hearing, and I am a numbers guy. I like information, but I'm so sick of hearing their DVOA and their point differential. Like, I kind of want the Packers to win two more games so we can be like, yeah, they're 16-3 and Super Bowl champs, but they're really not that good. It's like,
yeah,
it's unbelievable to me. Like, they're in the conference championship game. They've won 14 games. I think the disrespect nationally is annoying. It's palpable. And I'll be very happy for the Packers players, coaches, and Packers Nation if they win, because it's gotten a little tiring at this point. They run the ball well. They're pretty good on defense. They still have Aaron Rodgers. They still have Devontae Adams. Can everybody just shut up?
Well, because, you're right, and because it doesn't look like it used to look from the Green Bay Packers, right? I mean, I think that's it. It just, you know, you go back to when they had, like, Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and JerMichael Finley and Greg Jennings and Donald Driver offensively, and really the defense weren't the greatest. It was really all about Rodgers throwing for, like, 5,000 yards, and this just doesn't look like it used to look. I think that's why people are having a hard time with it. I mean, they're winning 14 games, and that's not a mistake.
Yeah, and That got them exactly one Super Bowl appearance.
Exactly.
It got them a lot of big numbers, but it got them exactly one Super Bowl appearance. And I don't think it's a bad thing that they've won so many close games. I mean, the object is every time you play inside the white lines for 60 minutes, you're supposed to score more points than the other team. They've done that 14 times in 17 tries. That's crazy good. That's better than any team I ever played for. Like, I just don't get it. And that's why, like I said, I'll be happy if they win. I think they can win. I really do. And by the way, it doesn't look great for the Titans, and they're in the AFC Championship game.
No.
You know, I don't know how great it looks for the Niners when Jimmy Garoppolo throws the ball right to linebackers for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hosting the NFC Championship game. And to me, look, this is not like rocket science, but two things I think, well, three. We all know how important the battle of the trenches are, both sides of the ball. I mean, the game will probably be won and lost there, as well as with the turnover battle. I mean, it really feels like those are the two things. Can Garoppolo protect it, or does he serve up a couple? And do the Packers grab it and catch it when he does? Because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to throw some of the picks that Cousins did last week. I know Thielen stopped his route or blah, blah, blah. And I also think, who wins up front? You know, are we talking about Bosa and D Ford in the backfield all game? Or are we talking about the Smith brothers? You know, everybody loves the fancy passing and stuff. I'll tell you right now, whichever team's big boys win up front, that's who's winning the game.
Okay, Ross Tucker, so you went where I wanted to go, which was talking about these lines, because for me, that's what this is all about. The Packers offensive line being able to open up holes to get Aaron Jones going on the ground, because if he can't get going running the football, I think they're in a lot of trouble. And defensively, if they can't slow down the Niners' run game, which last time did not have Breida or a couple offensive linemen, the Packers' defense is going to be in a lot of trouble. How do you see both aspects there?
Totally agree with what you just said. I tend to agree. I do not think that the 49ers are going to let Davante Adams have 27 catches for 280 yards like the Seahawks did. I just don't see that happening. I'd like to think that they'd have a better plan for Davante Adams than that. So I do think they're going to have to run the football. I think they should, and I think they can. I think that's a good way to go against this Niners defense, is to run it against them rather than just drop back passing all the time. Meanwhile, on the other side, that's where I'm very curious, because the Niners didn't really run it that well the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. And then against the Vikings, I don't know what happened to the Vikings, man. It was like they didn't want to be there. It was like they were still happy they beat the Saints. I'd be surprised if the Packers let the Niners score a touchdown on 8 straight runs like they did against the Vikings. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't see that very often. That's like high school.
And that's the Achilles heel of the Green Bay Packers. It's been all year long, was their run defense. As Ross Tucker will be on the sidelines, he's joining us now on the Fan. Being able to contain that run defense, also being able to put pressure on Garoppolo and make him uncomfortable. The Packers, while it's very heralded the pass rush the Niners have, Preston and Za'Darius Smith, Ross, I know you just said you're a numbers guy, they're top 6 in pressures for defensive ends for a reason in the game.
Yeah, and I think you said it right about the pressure on Garoppolo. And I'd also say, just to get some negative plays, you know, get penetration, get some negative plays, and try to not let Kyle Shanahan dictate the tempo of the game to the Packers, but have Mike Pettine dictate it to him. I'm fascinated by the matchup between those two guys. Again, having been together in Cleveland, Pettine having hired Kyle, the coaching will be critical in this game. I thought it was in the Seattle game. I thought it was for the Niners. I thought the Packers and the Niners outcoached the Seahawks and Vikings respectively, and we'll see which team outcoaches which on Sunday. You'd probably give the edge to the Niners in that regard, but you never know.
So you were on the sidelines for Titans and Ravens last week and got to see that freight train as they go down to take on the Kansas City Chiefs and know all about that offense. And we've been talking about Packers and Niners, but who's in Miami in 2 weeks, Ross?
Yeah, I think it's the Chiefs. I mean, I think ultimately I think if I had to bet, I mean, if I had to make a pick, I'll go with the home team in both instances. But I like the road team getting the points just because I wouldn't be surprised. I lean a little bit in both instances to the home team winning, but the away team has enough. We talked about what the Packers have. The Titans have that formula of being able to run the ball, keep the ball away from Mahomes. They're not going to let the Chiefs get anything cheap deep. And so I think the Titans have a belief and a formula to beat the Chiefs as well. Wouldn't be shocked if either road team wins, but I'll take the home teams in close games.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Ross. Can't wait for the call, man, and I'll talk to you on Friday on Home and Home, and everybody can watch that on the radio.com app and radio.com/home. Appreciate it, Ross.
Appreciate it. Yeah, make sure everybody watches and listens to that. Bill's going head-to-head with a guy from 95.7 out in the Bay Area who's already talking trash, so you better bring it, Billy.
Well, we're about to do the exact same thing with a little simulcast action from those dudes, so I'll get a little warmed up and get the chops rocking out here early.
Nice. See you, dudes.
Take it easy, man. That's Ross Tucker joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home or radio? The Great Midwest Bank home renovation loans may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935. Ross Tucker joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline or radio.com. Sports NFL Insider brought to you by the gas-powered Sprinter by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Gary Ellerson.
Guys, I want to, you know, Milwaukee has a lot of history and the best restaurant and bars, but I want to talk about two of my favorites, if I can, please. That's the Pfister Hotel and Mason Street Grill. Look, friends, you know I like places with style. The Pfister has been serving up style and five-star experiences for more than 125 years. Just walking into the lobby, your jaw would drop. Wanted to see great Milwaukee City views? Well, check out Blue, the hotel's cocktail lounge on the 23rd floor. Or maybe relaxing in a spa is more your style. They have an award-winning well spa and salon, too. Experience the Midwest Condé Nast Traveler's Reader's top choice and experience the wonder of the Pfister at thepfisterhotel.com. But wait, folks, I got one more. Right next door to the Pfister, the award-winning Mason Street Grill, a fantastic local joint with wood-fired dishes, delicious steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and live music. Literally, some of the best steak you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area. Fresh cuisine, expert service, and unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your table today, folks, at masonstreetgrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee, the Pfister Hotel, Restaurant, Bar, and right next door, folks, the Mason Street Grill.
We simulcast with 95.7 The Game next. Packers football conversation on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.